There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And deck those halls. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. On this Friday, December 2nd, 2022, I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Coming up, the very best of Dawn McClain as we count down to her final show with us. She moves to noon to three with Bradley, the trainer. And then at 8:30, forced movie reviews. I'll be doing Simon Says. And then Dawn will get her final assignment.
Don't go easy on me.
We have worked it out
together. We have worked this one out together. We had a private meeting in the catacombs of Vienna.
Really?
Yeah, she met in the catacombs.
He called me about it. I was like, oh, yeah. Yes.
Weiss has plans. Reveals said plans coming up a little bit later. Hey, but before we do Best of Dawn McClain, let's talk to Dawn McClain. You teased Willow on Disney Plus. I forgot it dropped. How is it? The new Willow show.
I love it. At first, I hated it because, let me just criticize it first. I'm not really cool with a world where half the people speak with a British accent and half don't. And it sort of looks like a medieval world. Because, I'm sorry, the fact is that we live on Earth, and yes, this isn't Europe. It's another land far, far away on maybe a different planet, right? But our expectations as people of Earth is that when you show something that looks like middle-age Earth, you're going to expect people to have British accents or European accents. You don't need to have the mother have a British accent and then the kids sound like they're from the CW. You know what I mean? Like, not just like they're from Marina Del Rey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's a little jarring. It's a little CW feeling when it comes to the teens.
Mm.
So you're like, okay, I don't know why that bothers me, but it does. It's like either go with one or the other. You know, either choose everybody does it or I don't know.
That's just a pet all peeve. If when I watch this, that's all I'm going to be listening for.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just like Wednesday, now I'm watching it and watching to see if she blinks.
Oh, sure.
With the fun fact about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I've ruined
but it's good.
For you.
Oh, no, it's not ruined. It's actually kind of been fun. She doesn't.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, sorry.
No, but it's fine.
I will look for that when we watch.
So, if you love Willow you should watch, I think, watch the movie again. Watch Willow again just to remind yourself the story.
Yeah. Do they stay true to that
They do. And they have a lot of the actors back.
Oh,
which
cool.
is really cool. Val Kilmer could not make it because of his health, which is so sad. You have to also remember that Willow was a comic movie and for kids.
Yeah.
And you loved it when you were little, right, Jason? Oh, and
yes.
Alexis, too. Loved it. So remind yourself that it's supposed to be funny and you'll have an easier time.
Okay.
The monsters are super scary.
Okay.
And they get right into it. Like, there's no messing around with establishing a lot of this world building or anything like that. Like, within the first episode, there's really dynamic things happening.
Yeah.
And they have... I just like it. It's like a ragtag band of adventurers going off to do a certain thing.
Yeah.
And the action is just propelled right in. And they do some really tricky things to make you think somebody is one thing and then they aren't. So I really was shocked at some things. And I'm in. I'm totally in. It flies by. I love it. Now, the dialogue, the only thing I don't like is that I don't like modern dialogue to be thrown into something that looks like people saying, oh, you're a real winner. Like, that's a modern phrase. And so I'm kind of like a stickler about that kind of dialogue, but that's just me being picky. But overall, I think it's so much more interesting than Rings of Power.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, that was so serious. And, yeah. Yeah. So I think it's really good because it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Okay. I'm going to try it. I'll watch it. I'm going to watch a little bit of it this weekend.
Yep. And they're 45 minutes or so.
Oh, that's good. I can handle that while I'm decorating. Well, as most of you know, Dawn is leaving us on the 9th. It's her last show with us as she prepares to join Bradley from noon to 3. And so we thought it'd be fun. Lex and I thought it'd be fun over the next few days, every day leading up to Friday, to spend some time celebrating Dawn and what she brought to our show. And one of the things that, you know, showcases various talents of hers is, of course, birthday pranks. Dawn's ability to craft a character, become that character, lean into that character and follow it through. It's all on display here. And this is one of our favorites. This is a birthday prank during State Fair time, and it's about goats. That's all I want to say. Okay. I don't want to ruin it if you've never heard this. It's just so damn funny.
You guys are so nice.
The best of Dawn. Here we go.
Your email a couple weeks ago about wanting to prank your wife, Jill. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, it's her birthday, and I would love to prank her. The idea I got is that we enter animals in the Minnesota State Fair every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this year we're expanding our entries, and she's in charge of the goats.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny if they escaped on her clock and started getting randy with the girl goats. Boy goats, by the way.
Okay. So you have all boy goats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And your daughter, you have a daughter, too. Her name's Sarah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll involve that a little bit, too. I'm going to just put you on. You're going to be listening on the line here, and then I'll bring you on at the end. Okay? So, and then we'll tell her that we're pranking her.
All right.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jill?
Yes, it is.
Jill, this is Ronette Johnson. I'm calling you from, I'm calling you because we have a stall next to you at the Minnesota State Fair.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I didn't get a chance to meet you. Hello.
I know that your daughter Sarah said you just left for a couple minutes here, but there's a real important situation that's going on that you need to get back over here because your goats have actually jumped the stall, and they are in my stall with my female goats.
Okay, well, that's inconvenient. Great. I'm very sorry about that.
I do want you to know, go on.
It'll be, like, you know, it'll be, of course, a few minutes before I have to get back home and grab some paperwork, so it's going to be just a few minutes till I get there. Is there any way you can get a hold of my daughter and see if maybe she can help figure this out?
I think she went to the pineapple whip stand or something like that. We haven't been able to find her. I know that, I mean, according to the rules here, it looks like you are supposed to have this pen attended at all times. And I got to tell you, if my goats are compromised in any way, which I would like to let you know that one of your billy goats have already mated with one of my females. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And if in any way that my girl goats have been compromised, I mean, you will be taking care of any medical procedures that we need to have done or anything like that. These are very expensive prize goats that I have.
I am so sorry. I really didn't want to do this. I wish there was, please let me know if there is any thing that happens to your goats. And I really hope that my goats didn't, they're just, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I wish I was there right now to help. I am, oh my gosh, okay.
Well, we are, we have set out an APB for your daughter. I know that she said she was just going to leave a minute here, but we do have a problem with the fence as well. You're going to need to bring something to repair it because one of the other billies is trying to get into that pen.
To fix the, I do not know how to fix the fence. I guess I can call my husband and find out what we would need for that for sure. I guess I don't. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. Well, okay, great. Thank you for telling me.
Well, I am going to need you to get over here as soon as possible because my husband has about 16 steers that he's trying to get into the fair right now. He's actually loading them in, and I cannot sit here and babysit these goats.
I totally understand, and you haven't seen my daughter. She hasn't come back at all just to check, and I told her she had to sit right there, so she hasn't even come back at all just to make sure that everything's okay?
She has not. I do know that she left with the boy. There was a boy that came by that's been flirting with her quite a bit. I've been listening to their conversation, and things are getting pretty hot and heavy. So I know that she said that she was going to leave for about 5 minutes, but I'm telling you what, if my goats are compromised in any way, and if a pregnancy has occurred, you will be financially responsible.
Okay. I really hope that that is not the case. As I understand it, our goats might not even be able to produce. I didn't even realize that they were boys. Okay, well,
just so you know, the boys have the extra long horns, for God's sake.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, I guess then ours are boys for sure. Okay, well, we will do our best to compensate you in any way. I mean, we don't have much, but we can do our best. And I'm very sorry that this is happening right now. I really wish, are the goats at least tame right now? Is anything happening?
Well, the second one's gotten in the pen now. So, you know what? Before you get over here, I just want to let you know that I hate to do this to you right now and tell you all this because I know that it's your birthday. And we just want to say that you've been birthday pranked.
Happy birthday, what? Jill.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you compromise a goat?
Oh, my gosh. I certainly hope not. You scared the Jesus out of me.
What did you do?
Okay, so that's Randall on the phone, your husband, of course. And my name's Dawn from Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk. And, he just wanted to prank you for your birthday.
Randall,
you gotta go. You gotta
go
get those goats back.
Oh my gosh, I did not know what to say. I never heard this before. This was, wow. You got me good.
Well, you guys have a great time. We'll have to come by and say hi to you at the fair.
All right.
Me too.
Okay, we'll find you in the goat pen.
Sounds good.
Bye, guys.
The best of birthday pranks means some of the best of Dawn McClain. State Fair goats, everyone. Oh, that was so good.
She didn't know that she even had boys.
It's the longhorn ones. You should know.
Oh, the world of goats. My sister's very familiar with it.
Oh.
It just was always so fun doing those. And sometimes Rocco would stay in the studio with us. And Dawn, yeah. I'm sure, I know you had the similar experience. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Rocco would stay in. And when he would, I couldn't look at him because you're really, you know, there comes a point where you just really lean into it. And depending on how the person acted, like if they got real, I remember there were a couple people, and Dawn, I'm sure for you too.
Yeah.
There were a couple people that just got kind of belligerent or like angry.
Yeah, some of them we couldn't hear.
No, I mean, and you kind of have to lean into it. And the look on Rocco's face, I would have to not look at him.
Yeah.
Because I would start laughing and it would just ruin the bit. But anyway,
he would leave as well.
Yep. He would just walk out with his lunch.
Yep.
Every day leading up to the 9th, Monday, we have more of the best of Dawn as we get ready to say goodbye to our friend. But we're going to say goodbye to the segment right now because when we come back, Dawn's still here and that means a dirt alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, live streaming. If you're not near an old-fashioned radio device on our app. What do we have, Dawn?
Well, we have a very arrogant band charging $7,000 for an enhanced experience at their concert.
Uh-oh, which band?
Metallica. So they're doing the M72 World Tour. So there's a package out there that is $7,000. They're going to break it down for us here. It looks like you get to bring 8 friends with you. You get, of course, good seats. You get perks of, oh God, what is this? It's not even that great, guys. There are all of these other experiences. The frantic early entry package, that starts at $414. This is all before Ticketmaster charges you a crazy fee. This is the thing with these things. Okay, if you want to have an experience like this, you have made more money than God in your life, Metallica. Give it away as a contest.
Ooh.
These celebrities that are like the Eagles, Metallica, like, don't make this something that rich people can only have access to. I mean, there's like six different experiences here. This is like one for $1,000 that's Moth Into the Flame Snake Pit experience. It allows fans to view the show from the Snake Pit, which is a standing location in the middle of the stage. I think that the highest people with the $7,000 package. Anyway, I just found it gross.
It's the wrong
time to be doing this.
It's the wrong time to be doing this, especially after the Ticketmaster Taylor Swift uproar, which, by the way, Senator Klobuchar, I know you don't like to look at me, but if you could just really, I know.
Well, she wrote a letter.
She did. She's doing a lot.
She's out there doing a lot. Yeah.
She's doing a lot. So even if you don't want to look at me, Senator Klobuchar, just.
Gosh. And people, he's joking. We got some email about, like, stop saying that about Amy Klobuchar. She's a wonderful woman.
Oversensitive.
Come on.
Poo-poos. Come on. I love her, but it's the truth. Whoever wrote that email, you weren't there.
They're talking about bullying and all this stuff. I was
stop. Oh,
my
God.
We got an email about that?
Yep. I replied back. The great Donna Valentine told me once, you seem fun.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
Oh, God.
Back.
Take a joke. Oh, my God. And it did happen. It's a joke. I love her.
She didn't look him in the eye at the fair.
Oh, God. Wow. Bullying.
I'm glad that only went to you.
Thank you. I would have responded a lot more ruder than you had. But
I was like, okay.
Stop
and then I just
using the
like,
term bullying. And she's a U.S. senator. Bullying is about punching down.
Yes. The facts are facts.
Get off your fainting couch.
There was an interview that she did at the state fair. She looked at Jason for about 10 seconds and then changed for the rest to Alexis the whole time. She had a camera person behind Alexis, so it kind of made sense.
It's a joke.
It was just a funny thing that Jason jokes about. Yes. And I'm sure that he would say it to her in person.
Oh,
as
yes.
I can't wait to see her to tell her that it's been a bit.
Yes.
I know her, oversensitive Sally.
Yeah, we've done many things with her.
What horrible person do you think I am? And stop overusing the word bullying. Okay, what else do we have?
We have something that makes my blood boil. I'm sorry that this isn't a very fun dirt alert, but I'm going to sound like a real prude here, but I think that parents out there will agree with me. Actress Lake Bell, she thinks she's a better parent when she's high. She says, I'm like on their level. I'm just like, that is an effing crazy dinosaur. Let's get on the ground right now and be effing crazy dinosaurs. She was on a panel of normalizing marijuana for can-do cannabis products. And she admitted she can't get through the holidays without cannabis. Fine. But my thing is, don't say that about parenting, because what if there's a medical emergency? I rest my case. What if all of a sudden you have to take your kid to the hospital and you are high?
Yeah.
Don't say this kind of stuff. Do not say that.
It's not funny. No.
Like, don't be high when your kids don't have someone else that can take. And then you're at the hospital. You are going to be there at the hospital, even if you have someone to drive them. Now you're high. You're in a panic mode where your heart is beating out of your chest.
Yep.
And you're high in front of doctors. Like, this is the time when you need to rethink that statement. Sorry. I just did not like that when I saw that. Don't spread that around there. Don't spread. I think people get so high that they lose all sense of, like, just self-awareness.
I hear you. For the most part, I agree with you. I think that there's also some people who are very high functioning and I don't know how much, I don't know how much she's talking about or what to her high means. For us, it can be, but you're right. Just in general, it's a dangerous statement because people might actually see that and try it.
Yeah.
Or maybe
Because they don't have nannies.
Right. Is there another parent there? Is there a nanny? Is there? Right. So
Just like, don't normalize parenting your kids high.
Yeah.
I just don't think that that's cool at all. Let's see. David Harbour, you know, A Violent Night is the Santa movie where he just kicks ass. Can't wait to see it. He had to put on weight to play Santa Claus, but he also had to learn martial arts at the same time.
Nice.
It's like, that's a combination that's a little difficult, right? You have to gain weight and then do exercise, but he had to put on about 70 pounds.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
they filmed it in Canada. He needed the padding because it was cold. But Violent Night comes out today, so check it out in theaters. Don't bring your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Don't. No.
I'm
no.
Like
no.
Parent of the year right now.
I love it. Horse movie review when we return.
Yes.
Every pure intention. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide, all over the place on our app. Jace with Lex and Dawn. Okay, it is a Friday tradition. Lex is already smiling. I see that smile.
Yeah,
there.
I can't wait for this. Have to admit.
Okay.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Yeah, so here's my notes here. So I'm reviewing... I am reviewing Simon Says from 1999 with Dennis Rodman and Dane Cook. Now, I'm going to give you a truncated version of the story that I told at the top of the broadcast, and that is, this was assigned to me about 2.5 weeks ago, and now 3 weeks. And last week was obviously the holiday, so we didn't have a show on Friday. Mm-hmm. The week before, when I was supposed to do it, Lexa Lulu was under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had
we,
no voice.
As we do, we cut this segment. And so yesterday I went to sit down. I had some free time in the afternoon. And I thought, I'm going to go against type, meaning, you know, Lex and I are procrastinators. And we usually watch these movies about 10 o'clock at night before the show.
And that's so when you do your packing.
Exactly. And I said, no, I'm going to watch this right now. And I went on Tubi, and the library told me that I had already watched it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what?
Do you want to watch this again?
What? It literally said, watch again? Question mark.
Like, are you kidding me?
And I went, I have watched this already?
And it all came back.
And then I started laughing at myself in the living room, in the movie room, sitting there, and I started giggling. I went, oh my God, this movie was so bad. I don't have a single memory from it. Like, I didn't retain anything. It's like eating, you know, Chinese food, as they say, and then you're hungry like a minute later. There's no nutritional value left. Okay, so yeah. I had to go back. I had to go back and I scanned through to jog my memory, okay?
Well, because we know it ain't over until Simon Says.
Oh.
Okay. Sure, Lex.
Here's a funny story about assigning this, Jace, just real quick. So my husband, you know, he loves action films too. And I said, well, hey, can you think of a really good one for him? And he says, oh, yeah. He says, Simon Says. This was a movie that he couldn't even get through back in the late 90s.
No.
Oh.
Let's be clear. It had like a $10 million budget.
Oh, yeah.
And it made $250,000.
Are you kidding?
That's it.
No.
Is it? This must have been before Dane Cook became huge.
Yeah, because he looks like he's 11.
People would just, it looks like he's 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking at him now.
It was a bomb.
It was horrible. So... So Dennis Rodman, I'm going to say this next sentence there. There's barely a plot, but he is an operative, like an Interpol operative, okay. Like an agent.
Sure.
If you can believe that, like right there, you have to really buy into this premise immediately.
Okay.
And he's going after these, arms dealers in the French Riviera.
Beautiful. Beautiful okay. setting.
Now, I will say this. The only positive thing you will hear me say about this movie for the next 5 minutes is the location. They really did. They didn't green screen. Well, there is one green screen that I'll tell you about in a second. They didn't green screen this. They really are there, which the juxtaposition of this insanity set against the historic backdrop of the French Riviera is jarring. Jarring.
Oh, no.
Because you have Dennis Rodman with all of his... people have turned this into a bad word, but it's not. All of his flamboyance.
Yeah.
Set against...
I mean, he married himself once.
Yeah.
In a wedding dress.
Set against the French Riviera, it's just, it's weird. Anyway.
And then so, he's like this agent.
He's an agent that then that has two monks.
Oh, okay.
He's aided by two monks that are like Mo and Larry. I mean, they're like the Three Stooges, okay? And they're in these catacombs. Their home office is in this church. That looks like the Wonder Woman from the show, the Wonder Woman Control Center from the 70s Wonder Woman show with these flashing computer lights.
Hi.
And this is 99. Like, they could have done way better.
Yeah.
Okay. But where their base is in this church looks like the Wonder Woman offices from the Wonder Woman. I wrote that down. Wonder Woman Control Center. Okay. So he stumbles upon... He's looking for these arms dealers, and then early on in the movie, he stumbles across Dane Cook, who is this idiot who's been hired by this guy to find his daughter in the who's been kidnapped allegedly in the French Riviera, and he stumbles across Dennis and this like bionic woman. She's not bionic, but she's like this Amazonian woman that's with Dennis, and they stumble across Dane. And Dane has, this is kind of an example. I wrote this down, Jurassic. I've queued this up.
Oh, good.
This is an example of the great dialogue of this movie.
Oh.
This is Dane Cook acting like a dinosaur.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried calling, but your number's been disconnected.
I moved. Get over it. Give me the briefcase.
There's a lot of grunting, yeah.
I gotta keep the case, but I would love to know why everybody wants it.
That's not gonna happen.
Which part?
Both.
Okay, they're fighting. Dennis Rodman and the Amazonian are fighting. Okay.
Here we go. You got moves? You got moves? I got moves, okay? Don't let me get all Jurassic on your ass, yeah.
That is what you just heard is Dane Cook
mimicking a rotisserie chicken.
No, mimicking a velociraptor and making those noises.
So he's doing a Jim Carrey thing. It's like his part is the comedic. Oh, okay, which makes sense.
Yeah, he's awful. He's just awful. Now here's another piece of bad dialogue. Where is it? Here we go.
Stay down.
Why in the hell did you gag her?
She would shut up.
A potato. A damn potato, huh?
I tried grapes, but she kept eating them.
So he gagged they got a hold of this daughter who the daughter doesn't think she's been kidnapped. She doesn't understand it. She's like, why to Dennis and Dane, you morons, why are you grabbing me? I'm not kidnapped. I'm with my boyfriend. Well, then you realize that the boyfriend's father is involved in this. But
okay.
And again, I told you. There's a loose plot. I mean, I am giving this plot more credit than it deserves. So they manage to grab and save, in air quotes, the daughter. They put her in the back of the car. Dane Cook puts a potato in her mouth.
Okay, that's what I thought I heard. And
puts a potato in her mouth.
She just keeps eating them.
She keeps eating the potato. He put grapes in her mouth and she was eating them. So then he put a potato and a belt around her face. So they're going and they get to... Now, this is where I went, Alexis. The car is speeding away from the captors.
Okay.
And it gets ready to go off a cliff. And Dennis Rodman presses a button. Mm. And there's a parachute, like a James Bond parachute that activates. And it looks like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It is a green screen car.
The car has a whole parachute that would absolutely support that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they cut to a obvious green screen scene of Dennis and Dane in this car. The car is obviously on a movie set with a green screen. This is the second time I laughed out loud. And then they did this cutaway of this car that looks like it's a claymation. Oh. And it's a car floating with a parachute over the French Riviera. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Remember I told you about the Amazonian? Yeah. Okay, well, Dennis thinks that she's coming into his room to beat her up. But in fact, the fight leads them to have some sex. And the music that they put with this sex, I queued this up. Oh. Here is the music.
Oh.
And they put the sex scene in strobe lights.
Ooh, yeah.
He's
yeah,
we're at
the
her.
Club. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
biting him.
Biting?
Yeah.
The biting.
Biting.
Wow. And this goes on and on. This is a strobe light sex scene.
With Dennis Rodman and the Amazonian.
Do you see yeah. any, like, anything? Or is
you
it just
see Dennis's tattoos.
Oh, okay.
So then they have a shootout. So then the monks are they find the location of the main drug dealer who happens to be involved with the girlfriend with the boyfriend's father.
Oh.
They have a shootout. They have another race. They have another car chase where Dennis's car. They're going through an old French tunnel, and the car manages to run up the wall and do a complete circle on this tunnel, in this tunnel, like a roller coaster. They end up saving the woman and Dane Cook and Dennis Rodman agree to work together at the very end.
Oh,
and
see?
Everyone lives happily ever after. Yeah.
Oh so, my gosh. So Phil said that you actually reviewed this 2 years ago. He has a December 7th, 2020. It's a MyTalk post that he's reposted on Twitter. Jason reviewed Simon Says, starring Dennis Rodman and Dane Cook, for his action film Force movie review.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have no, sorry, if that's the case. I have no. Okay. Phil, sometimes I really do want to put you in a parachute and just send you across a large body of water.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. You can watch this on Tubi.
Okay.
Tubi. It's free. Please enjoy it if you so choose. It's an hour and 32 minutes. When we come back.
Classic.
Dawn's final forced movie review assignment. Next. Welcome back. Friday. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Okay, so a couple things.
Okay.
Couple things.
Yes?
First thing is sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Yeah.
And talked to Lex last night and we thought, okay, what is a good way to send Dawn off with a smile on her face? And because, you know, Friday will be Dawn's last show. Friday is typically when we do Force Movie Review with us.
Yes.
Yeah, Dawn's. Yeah. And then she's moving over to with Bradley for noon to three for her own show. So I talked to Lexa, you know, and Lex and I had the same idea. We were right on. I texted her with something. She was like, oh, my God, I was thinking the same thing. So
okay,
here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Next Friday will not only be Dawn McClain's last Forced movie review.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually going to be the last Forced movie review ever. It's going to.
Yeah, we've got another idea.
Yeah, we have. We will, you know, Holly's coming in.
Yeah, change is coming. Mm-hmm.
Change is coming. And so this will be the. We're going to go out big. Big,
yes.
big. We're going out.
Bigly.
This was a, you know, a segment with Dawn, and it's going to die with Dawn. You know what I mean? Leave with Dawn right out the door. So this will be the final Force movie review, not just for Dawn, but ever. And Alexis and I think we have a doozy.
Okay. I can't wait.
It combines everything Dawn hates in a movie.
Okay, good.
Bad acting.
Rom-com goodness. Yeah.
Rom-com. Bad acting.
Okay.
Bad production value.
Okay.
Bad script. The holidays.
Oh, no.
All in one. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Lindsay Lohan in Falling for Christmas.
Yes!
Oh. When people look at me, all they see is the spoiled daughter of the hotel magnate. I'm coming in hot. I just want people to remember me for more than my last name.
Where exactly are we going?
Sierra Belmont. The last year with you has been truly magical. Will you marry me?
Oh, Ted!
Oh, no!
Oh, Lindsay falls off a mountain!
What?
Oh, yeah. It's very dramatic.
Is it a dead body?
Sheriff, could you please tell her to let me out of here?
First, we need to figure out who you are.
What do you mean, who I am? My name is...
She can't remember.
My name is...
So what are we supposed to do with her?
I have a place.
Does it have room service?
Amnesia?
Oh.
Alrighty, you went through the lost and found.
Are these used?
Probably. But, you know, sometimes guests leave things here by accident, so.
Not sure this was left here by accident. The doctor did say that if I did normal things, my memory might come back.
Doctor's orders.
Have you ever actually made a bed, dear?
I don't think so.
That's right. Falling for Christmas with Lindsay Lohan.
No.
It's basically Overboard, but the holidays.
Oh,
Lindsay
God.
Is a rich heiress, hotel heiress who falls off a cliff after
hotel
being proposed to.
Paris Hilton, okay.
Uh-huh. She suffers from total amnesia and finds herself in the care of a handsome blue-collar lodge owner played by Glee's Cord Overstreet and his precocious daughter in the days leading up to Christmas. Will there be a Christmas miracle? You will find out when you watch Falling for Christmas, the last ever in the history of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, the final forced movie review.
Oh, my God. So here's a fun fact. I don't really like Glee. I didn't ever really like it. It was a little too much over the top for me. I'm a theater person, but I just didn't love it. So I don't even know who Cord Overstreet is, but I'm sure I'm going to hate him.
Oh, you will. Even Ted didn't like this movie.
And Alexis, so you watched saccharine. It on your own accord, right?
I did watch it on my own.
I remember you reviewing this.
Yes, and I instantly thought we have got to give this to Dawn. So I'm so glad it's actually happening.
How do I watch this piece of garbage?
Netflix.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to watch.
Yeah, you got it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Yep. Woo! So, there you go, Dawn.
Okay.
Now, also, and Lex, I think you'll agree with me. I thought of this. I didn't text this to you, but I think you'll agree with me. Since next Friday, we will be just talking a lot and saying goodbye to Dawn in the 8 o'clock hour, we should probably move this to the second hour on Friday, don't you think, Lex? You know what I mean? We don't really want to end the last few minutes with a movie review. Probably want to spend some time with Dawn.
Yeah, why don't we move it up to 8?
Oh, top of 8. Let's
do
that.
Top of 8. So
since I won't be assigning anybody anything.
Right. Yep. Okay. And then so there'll be more time.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So the top of the third hour next Friday, forced movie review at a special time. And that's it. That'll be the finale for Dawn and then the finale for the segment.
You
Boom.
Lucky dogs now.
That's,
what about Second Chance Romance? Are you dumping that too?
Nope, that's staying.
Uh-oh, too
bad. We'll try it, but we'll fail.
That's going to do it for us this week. If you're a kid listening and you're being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Happy Friday, everyone. Have a fantastic day, weekend. You be you. Dawn and Steve up next. We love you so much and we'll talk on Monday. Bye for now.